My name is Viviana Molina. My major is nursing. I am 37 years old, and my course is writing 090. We're doing this interview for a project that connects communication A305 intercultural communication with writing 090, writing and reading strategies. It is part of the UAA/APU Book of the Year project. The current theme is negotiating identity in America. And our two classes have been connected to explore how students negotiate their identity at UAA. I will be interviewing Mariah. Hello, Mariah.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, tell me, where were you born?
I was born in New York.
Did you grow up in New York?
No, so I was born in Harlem Hospital, and we grew up in like Queens, Manhattan, like the borough area. Or my family did. We left when I was like 4. So I left to Arizona. My mom decided that she wanted to move closer to her sister, and my aunt was in the military at that time. And so she was stationed in Arizona, so we decided to all jump ship and leave the East Coast, I guess, and move to Arizona. And I've been there since pretty much elementary through college.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When did you move to Alaska?
I moved up to Alaska in 2009. So, yeah, of August.
And you've been here since then?
Or mm-hmm.
Do you
yeah.
go back?
It's actually kind of crazy. Yeah, I've been up here since 2009. I go home often, not often as much as I want, but I guess I try to at least every year, every other year. But to Arizona. I haven't been back to New York, and I want to go back because I haven't been back since I was 4.
Oh, wow.
So I don't remember much, so I want to definitely go back to my roots. And then I'm also Greek, so I want to also go to Greece to get my other side of my heritage and,
get
both sides of my,
Cool. Are you a first-generation college student?
I am. I actually have an older brother, but he joined the Navy, and then he hasn't been in college, and then none of my other family members have either. So right now, I am the first attending. I guess my mom technically did, because she took like online classes, but right now, with like everything, I'm the closest to graduate with a degree.
Nice.
The first in my family. So.
Is your family excited?
Yes, actually, they're all trying to come up to Alaska to see me graduate.
Nice.
I'm supposed to be graduating next semester, so of May of 2018. So I have literally a semester left of school, and then hopefully this all works out with these classes, and then next semester, and I should be good.
Are you planning to stay in Alaska after you graduate?
I don't know yet. It's hard. I have a really good job right now, so depending on where that takes off, and then having a degree, changes things too. So I don't know, but I'm definitely ready for like a new adventure. I think I've done all I could do in Alaska, but I mean, the job's good here, and then once I get my degree, but I also plan on going to master's school too. So since I'm already, about to be done with my bachelor's, I think I might as well just keep going because once I'm stopped again, I'm not going to go back. I already know it because it was already hard to come back right now. Like, it's literally been a gap since going to school. Like, I started school in 2005 and now it's, 2017? So it's been 12 years that I've been in and out of school. So I'm just, kind of ready to finally get it done. So if I am going to go to master's, then it will be like right after, but if I don't, then it's not gonna probably happen.
Might as well do it.
Yeah, so I'm here. Yeah, and then my work pays for it too, so I guess I should take advantage of that situation.
You should.
Yeah.
Just get it done.
I know.
It goes by fast.
It does. I heard it does. It's like 2 years, right?
Yeah.
So
you've been doing it for 12 years. Two more years, huh?
Too long. You're right.
Why do you decide to come to college?
Honestly, basketball. That was pretty much the main reason that got me up here. In the first place. I wasn't even going to go to college originally, but I was playing basketball on a club team when I was like 17, and our club coach, it was like AAU ball, so it's like this type of league, and he put us in a bunch of tournaments like outside of Arizona. We went to Cali, Vegas, and in Nevada and Texas and another state, I can't remember. It might have been Oregon, I believe. But we went like pretty much all over the western side. And I got like a bunch of scholarship offers for basketball. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them were like decent schools, like big time Division One. The only reason why I couldn't go Division One is because I didn't take my SATs, because I wasn't planning on going to college. And SATs is like a thing that you have to have in order to get into like a NCAA school, like a Division One school. Mm-hmm. And you have to have your SAT or ACT, SAT, ACT, yeah. And I didn't take either. So when I had these looks that scouts wanted to pick me up on a full basketball scholarship and pay for everything, and I didn't have my SATs, they kind of were just like, oh, we're going to go to the next person. So it kind of sucked because, like, they wanted me, but they're going to go to the next person that actually obviously has all their stuff that they needed. So that one thing screwed me up. But then my coach was like, nope, we're not giving up that easy. I was like, nope, it's cool. I don't want to play now. Because, like, at first I didn't think I was even good enough to play Division I basketball. But now that I heard that scouts wanted me, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, dang, I think now I'm pretty good if they want me. But he told me to still go to school, and I ended up going to a junior college out in Arizona. So it wasn't like home, but it was like an hour away from home, so like my family could come into my games and stuff. So I thought, okay, I'm not home, I'm away from home, you know, finally getting my life, whatever, I guess growing up a little bit, and I'll be out of the house. So I did that, and ended up pretty much taking me places, I guess, because I feel like basketball was my motivation through school. Because I'm not a big time student person. Like, I don't really care for like school, like, yeah, in general. I feel like there's more that I could learn from other things than some, because like some stuff is just like repetitive stuff that you'll never use in your life. But yeah, but basketball is pretty much what carried me to college.
Are you glad you did?
I am, because I actually have learned some things that I feel valuable that will help me. So I guess I'm indifferent about it, I guess. Like, I've learned a lot, but I've also felt like I've lost a lot, too. Yeah, especially wasting time with going in and out. Because, like, when you transfer, like, I've transferred from so many different schools. Not all your credits get transferred. Some credits count, some don't. So it's like you put all this time and money and, yeah, and some of it doesn't just, you know, it goes to waste, which kind of sucks. And then
you feel they should.
Yeah. And then I didn't have, like, full scholarships at first because I didn't have my SATs for the Division One, but I ended up getting grants and stuff, and then I had a half scholarship for the JUCO, and then the grants covered the rest, so I didn't have to pay for school, so I was lucky for that. And then, but once I came up to here to play basketball for UAA, that changed, like, everything, because I ended up quitting the team because the coach was a douchebag. Yeah, he's a straight punk. Yeah, he just like screwed up everybody's lives. He kicked off girls on the team for being gay.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it got that serious. What? Yeah, so at that point I couldn't deal with him anymore. So I ended up quitting, and now I'm just going to school on my own up here. And now it sucks because I'm paying for it, and now you're like really have to pick and choose your classes. It's not like, oh, everything's paid for. You got to really make sure, yeah, you know what you want, because it's coming out of your pocket now. But yeah, so that was definitely an experience going through that alone, just with basketball, and then coming all the way up to here and then quitting. But I felt like I already had put so much time into this already, and like Alaska's really diverse, and you know, I didn't want to transfer again and then start all over, so I'm just like sticking it out and trying to get this last semester in to be finally done.
It's been a learning experience.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you ever been in a dangerous travel situation, a car accident?
I have been in one car accident. actually, also my mom had been in a serious car accident, and it was like life-threatening, to the point where she would have died if she didn't have her seatbelt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had a friend in the vehicle with her, and her friend wasn't wearing her seatbelt. And when she crashed or whatever, that person, her friend, didn't make it. Mm-hmm. And she did, and the only reason why they said that she survived is because she had her seatbelt. So, like, my mom is, like, very, very, like, on my butt with, like, wearing seatbelts. And every time I'm in the car with her, she'll hear my seatbelt going off. And she's like, I know damn well that's not your seatbelt, right? I was like, oh, no, that's someone's not wearing their seatbelt. It's in the car. And I would just be, like, making up stuff. But I'm like, all right, Mom, I got it. But, yeah, her embedding that in my head with wearing seatbelt, I've gotten more disciplined to doing it. And that actually helped with my situation when I got in a car accident. It was in Arizona. It was like when I first got my first car too, so it was kind of crazy because I was like 18. So I didn't know what to expect, obviously. And then, but yeah, I got hit on a three-way stop sign coming out of a parking lot, like a private parking lot, like outlet. And the car hit me. He was supposed to stop, but he didn't. And he hit, I don't know if I ended up hitting him. I think he ended up hitting me, and then hitting me bounced me to another car. But luckily, having my seatbelt, like, the whiplash wasn't that bad, because I literally hit, I hit my steering wheel first, and then after I hit the steering wheel, I hit the back of the seat, and then I hit the steering wheel again. But as soon as I hit the steering wheel again, the airbag popped out. So that's what, like, prevented everything. But the seatbelt also, like, whipped me back. Yes. So if I probably didn't have my seatbelt, it would have been worse, because I actually didn't get any injuries. I think I might have had a minor concussion. But I had a game that day, and it was actually in Tucson, where I'm from, and my family was going to that game, and I was in, you know, an hour and a half away. So I was like, there's no way I'm missing this game. And my coach was, like, trying to tell me not to play, but I was like, no, I have to. But it was just, like, she just told me to take it easy. But ended up being okay, because I was, I was, like, playing, you know, and conscious of everything. So as long as I don't fall asleep, you know, right away and not wake up, then that'd be a different story. But, yeah, it all worked out. And I got to see my family and all that, so.
Do you feel any pain after the game and when everything quieted down?
Oh, like all the adrenaline rush after everything went down? No, I didn't feel anything. It wasn't bad.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. You were lucky.
I know, I was really lucky, for real. Thanks. My car wasn't the, I know, for sure.
That's why we need to listen to Mom.
I know, right?
What are some new unexpected challenges that you found here in your first few weeks in college?
So challenges, I guess, having priorities, like prioritizing everything. I wasn't really good at that, and I'm big on procrastination. That's like my best friend, apparently, because that's what I do on everything for some reason. So I guess the challenge for myself was just disciplining myself to actually, like, do it. I learned stuff about myself. Like, I know that I can't do online classes. So I don't set myself up for failure, because I already know in that situation that I'm probably going to procrastinate. And an online class obviously takes, you know, you have to be on it all the time and do it.
Lots of dedication.
Mm-hmm. So I thought I'm more of a hands-on, in-class lecture type, and most people don't like doing that, but I'm, like, all about it. Like, I don't mind being in a class and getting points for being in class and just whatever, and hearing it from the teacher rather than reading it. Because, like, online, you're really, like, self-teaching yourself in a way, because you're just reading the material and, like, learning it yourself. So it's not really, I don't know, I don't really feel like you're getting much out of it. You're getting more out of hearing it from the teacher itself. Yeah. So I've learned that as being a challenge, as well as helping me with my strengths too. So
good.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to encapsulate or describe your identity as a college student in 6 words, what would it be?
Okay, 6 words. Well, first I'm gonna say athlete, because that's what pretty much started my whole college career. Competitive, I'm very competitive in not just sports, but just like in anything. I like to be good at everything I'm doing. I'm not that kind of person that's like tries to be average at it. Like if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna try to get an A on it. I'm not gonna just be like, oh, hopefully I'll get a C. This is, you know, I'm always gonna try to, yeah, do the best I can. And then I guess patience. I learned to be patient just throughout these 12 years. Like everyone is like commending me on like, oh my gosh, Mariah, you're back in school. That's awesome. Cause at this point I was just like, you know what? I have a good, you know, job that can lead to good things. Why do I need school anymore at this point? But just jumping back into that and like trying to finish is like already like an accomplishment in itself, because people don't go back, I guess. Like a lot of people never go back to school. So I guess patience is definitely one. Perseverance and would be four. And then five would be creative. I think I've gotten really creative throughout these years on just learning, like adapting, observing. I just put creative and take it as that. And then six would be definitely procrastination is definitely identity of me, because I did it throughout the years. And then I can't just do six, I have one more. My seventh would be goal getter. I feel like once I set a goal, I go for it. And yeah, I'm not the kind of person who just gives up. So if I'm gonna say I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it. It might take me a minute, but I'm gonna do it. So that's what I'm gonna end it with as a goal getter. Yeah.
Nice. All students need all those six words.
Seven words.
Okay, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. That wasn't bad, right?
No, you did pretty good.
Yeah?
How long was it?
17 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? So I think we got some good stuff. I tried to pick stuff from everything.
Cool.
Yeah.